In today's Gospel, St. Mark the Evangelist, he records for us the interior disposition of our Lord when he looks out upon the crowd and sees all these people there. He says he was moved with pity, explaining that he saw them like sheep without a shepherd. And then he gives us another detail. He says that he taught them at length, at great length. So when he saw all these people there who were looking for guidance and were looking to him for guidance because otherwise they felt as though they didn't have any, he stopped and taught them at great length. And it wasn't long after that that his apostles came to him and told him how late it was already, and that he needed to let them go so that they could find food. But our Lord didn't want to let them go. He wanted to teach them. And so he told the apostles to find some food, and of course it leads to the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. And what our Lord showed them all, including the apostles, is that he was the shepherd of the sheep and that he wasn't going to leave these people abandoned, neither spiritually or temporally, neither leaving them without food for the mind and the heart, his teaching, nor food for the body, the loaves and the fish. So during this this year of prayer for priests, we can give thanks for all the priests that we've known in our own lives who have been shepherds to the sheep and who have gone out of their way to teach, to give us their wisdom, and to administer the sacraments. And we can pray for perhaps priests that have offended us in whatever way it might be, and we can forgive and offer up our sacrifices to God for the vocation, because their vocation is very challenging. They're called to lead and shepherd the sheep, who without them are without a shepherd, and to teach them at great length, even though it might be very length, to administer the sacraments of Christ to those who are in need, especially those who are homebound and the dying, even though it might be very late and might put them out and make it difficult for them personally. But many priests, of course, throughout our lives have done this and continue to do it, and we give thanks for that. Today we also celebrate the feast day of a great shepherd who came from Bohemia in 1836 to minister to the immigrants here in the United States. I'm talking about St. John Neumann. He was a young man who had received the call to the priesthood and had completed his studies in the seminary and was waiting to be ordained, but his bishop became sick, and therefore the ordinations of the seminarians was put off. So St. John decided to write to the United States to the bishop in New York and ask if he could come and become a priest in the United States. He figured that he might get it ordained sooner in the United States. After all, that was his intention anyway, was to come here and work among the immigrants. He had an extraordinary talent with languages. He was able to speak 6 languages, so he figured he could do a lot of good among the immigrants. He waited, and there was no response to his letter, so this young man, with his very great determination, packed his bags and got on a ship and came here to the United States anyway. He figured, I'll just go and I'll talk to the bishop directly. He had no guarantee of what was going to happen, but he got on the boat anyway, and he came over, and he found out that the bishop had indeed received his letter and had already invited him, but He had left Bohemia too soon to have received the invitation. So he was ordained and he was sent near Buffalo and he was given a parish. And he worked among the poor. And later on, his bishop came to speak to St. John and he asked him, "What have you been doing in the parish?" And he said, "I've been walking." Because that's what he did every day. He would walk sometimes 10, 20 miles a day with a backpack on his back and with a mass kit. And he would say mass throughout his 900 square mile parish and would tend to the needs, the spiritual and temporal needs of the poor. And that was basically the life of St. John Neumann throughout his pastoral ministry here in the United States. Eventually he became a Redemptorist and a superior among the Redemptorists, even though he didn't want to be superior, and then was given the Episcopal office, even though he didn't want that. But he always worked for the good of souls. In fact, he was largely responsible for the tradition, the very great tradition here in the United States of the Catholic schools. His intention when he became the Archbishop of Philadelphia, which at the time had maybe a handful of schools, was to have a parochial school in every parish. And he pretty much accomplished that. And so he was a very humble man. He was poor. You know, people would complain about his shabby cassocks and his shabby habits, and he would reply, "It's the only one I've got." And what little sustenance he did have, he put to the use of those he cared for. And that's why we have such veneration for this great saint who ministered to the faithful of our country, and why we should pray to him as we do to St. John Vianney during this year for priests, that they may have and continue to have the same pastoral spirit that these great priestly saints had, that they were shepherds to the sheep who on whom our Lord looks with pity, because without his priests, they are sheep without a shepherd. And they need to be taught many things and sustained not only with the loaves and fishes of this temporal life, but also with the bread of heaven.